All right, yeah. Now, congratulations, Adam. We're on, and you have completely, you know,
ruined everything.
You've taken too long.
It's microphone issue. These stupid damn microphones.
All right, fine. All right, there's something, as you know, sir. There is something that we do. It is a tradition that we start our show the same way every time. It is a catchphrase that we have copyrighted ourselves. That you must say, and then I play the theme song, and we start the show.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know any catchphrases. I don't know any.
Do you have your Trello up? I'm sure.
I do have the Trellis up.
Of what it might be or anything like that.
There's nothing in the trellis. There's nothing there at all.
No, I'm absolutely positive. All right, so you're saying that you don't know.
I don't see anything in the trellis.
All right, fine. I'll start the show anyway. Shit.
Go ahead.
I don't know. You had a problem with the microphone, and now I have a problem with the microphone.
Whatever. You are the production genius of this team.
Did you write this?
This
is written by Matt Burlingame. Excellent. I'm going to start the show now. I'm ready. Here we go. Hi, welcome to Pop Tarts. I'm Daniel.
And I'm Mark.
And it's the show about pop culture and all things tarty.
I love tarts.
I know. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Good, Daniel. How have you been?
I've been great. It's so great to be here in Vegas.
It's amazing to be in Vegas.
Yeah, I know. Have you done anything fun?
No.
Great. You didn't go to the Star Trek thing or play any
Star Trek? There's no freaking Star Trek thing anymore.
No. All right. Well,
they took it away from me.
All right. Goodbye, Mark.
Okay.
All right. Good. All right. So we won't do that show.
Nope. Oh no, that's fine. You know, I'm sure he's a co-host that'll do whatever you say. You can boss him around, so it's fine.
Adam, just honestly, seriously, let's just do this. Wait. Let me figure out where I'm at. Yes. Go ahead. Do it.
Let's kick this pig.
Palatial, some kind of banquet room in Excalibur Resort and Casino. It's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through the interwebs. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Kendall's Condensed Soup, the Phineas and Ferb edition. It's awesome shaped pasta and chicken. And chicken broth, whatever. You can find out more about it at the Campbell's Soup website, campbells.com. And don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DI Plus for a healthy discount. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined by the Campbell's Soup Free Stage. 10 feet away from me by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Well, we're closer than we normally are.
I know.
But we still, how come we can't ever sit close to each other and do a show? It's like... we have a mandated distance.
I have control issues.
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
It's like I'm very much. I like to control my my own audio. I don't like other. I don't want to put other people through the.
No, because I think it'd be even worse if, like, halfway during the... No, it'd be, like, 5 minutes, more like 5 seconds into the show, right. And you, like, stand up and, like, run over to the board and just adjust a dial for
exactly.
Somebody.
Yeah.
You know, they'd go home, you know, crying
they would.
Later.
It would be very bad. I'm still trying to fix my audio here, but yeah. It'd be very bad. Oh, there I am, a little bit brighter. Oh,
it's
great.
Good to see you again, because, you know, as everyone knows, we don't talk unless we're doing a show.
That is correct.
So I've managed to go most of the weekend without talking to you.
Yeah, that's...
Most. I mean, I've said short yes and no answers, you know.
Well, the thing is that if we talk to each other, then we would have no content for the show.
We don't have content for the show. As you can tell by the thinned out audience a little bit here, what respect we get. Audience, I love you guys.
You complain about this every year.
I do.
What's they're a great audience.
Mark and Ed have, like, the all 1,000 seats in the amphitheater filled.
Mark and Ed give away prizes. They bribe people to come to their show.
You guys bribe, yeah. We don't make enough money.
That's what it is. Even though you do make well over $100,000
a
year. So we have been on hiatus since the last Pride 48. So just quickly, what have you been up to?
Oh, you know, well, so what have I been? I put that in there, and then I don't even know what I did. So Mittens has been in the Philippines since the beginning of August. So I've just been moping around. I had to find TV shows to watch that we don't watch together. So I've been binging on Good Wife for the past month or so.
I'm sorry, I had that down.
Hello.
So sorry. Yeah. So no. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. The death phone is ringing right now, and let me do that again and get the correct sound. Hello.
Yeah. Hi, guys. RT Cruiser for the celebrity death phone.
Oh, for the celebrity death phone, of course.
Yay.
Excellent. So you know
that whole big fatty 20 minutes of silence
yeah,
bit?
That's sounding really good right now.
Do you think?
Yeah, so you've been on hiatus for a while, so
yes.
I've got a list of deaths while you're away.
Uh-huh.
So we've had Bruce McMannan, 74, Australian AFL football executive.
Shit, wrong one.
Yep, he died of pancreatic cancer, very sad.
Aw, that's sad.
Yeah. Eli Wallach had the audacity to die, I think, the day after you went on hiatus.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. I've never heard of any of these people.
Yeah, yeah. American actor, so you'll probably... You'll get a dollar
for that one.
Yeah.
I can do that one. Excellent, yeah, dollar for that one, yes. Right.
Okay, Bruce Whitehead, 65, Australian cricket umpire.
No idea.
No, he died from complications.
Oh, is he on that Blue Jeans Guy show?
No.
Oh.
No. Sheila Elliott, she was an Australian politician and the member for Murrumbool Black.
I really don't care what their profession is.
Maybe Wendy knows who these people are.
No. Okay. Bruce Finley, Australian judge, rower, and Olympic bronze medalist.
Wait. There's been a Bruce and a Sheila. You're just reading Australian people now, aren't you? You're just like going through the Australian phone book or something.
No, that's... Bruce.
Do you have any Americans on that list?
There are Americans on the list.
All right, well then just give me some...
Skip to the Americans. We don't care about the Australians.
Okay.
Really.
Don Matheson.
I never heard of him.
He was an American actor. He was in Falcon Crest in General Hospital.
I swear to God, RT has a book.
I know.
Of like, you know, the most obscure celebrity.
This kit went so much better in rehearsal too. Right.
Yeah.
Bruce Walton, Australian actor.
No.
Bruce Vaughan.
Who were the two most important ones?
Robin Williams?
Robin Williams died.
I think I've heard of him.
Yay, Robin Williams is dead.
Too soon.
Lauren Bacall?
Lauren Bacall?
Yeah, she was a bit overshadowed. She did a, what's her face? Farrah Fawcett.
Okay. I'm having to pull out cash to add the fund here.
Sheila Little? She's an Australian sports administrator.
No, Australian, sorry.
Oh, okay. Bob Glanning?
No. The song's ending. Who's the last one?
Oh, I don't know. There was Zeus, the American Great Dane.
Joan Rivers.
Joan Rivers?
Joan Rivers.
I'm
excellent.
Sure she, oh, yeah. She's on my list.
There you go. $3.
You
sit
go.
Down.
Where's,
sit down.
Where the hell is Toppy Smelly when you need him?
I know. Thank you very much, RT Cruiser. So we're adding $3 to the already heaping death phone pot. So the death phone pot currently, it previously was at $108.26, which I have right here in my hot little hands, which is now swelled up to $111.26. So one lucky person will walk away with that money.
Just so Fatty knows, he's right in your shot.
All right, thank you, Fatty. All right. let me go over here to Strella. So I haven't been to, have you watched the new Doctor Who?
No.
You don't watch Doctor Who at all?
I don't.
Okay. Do you know anything about Doctor Who?
TARDIS?
Yes. TARDIS is one of those things. He's a doctor. His name's Doctor Who. His family surname is Who. And then they just name their people by their profession. So he has a sister, Nurse Who, right? And he has a friend that's not a friend. His cousin is a lawyer. It's Barrister Who and stuff.
Brother?
You're British.
What's his
brother is a blacksmith, yeah. Smith Who.
Yeah.
But my favorite on the show, all of his family members go in there and then they travel through time and have fun little adventures and stuff. So,
yeah.
But the audience favorite is his uncle who alters clothing, and that of course, Taylor Who.
Yeah. You have a rim shot?
No. Excellent. So no, I actually haven't been doing much. I've been doing State of the Station and doing this stuff. So. I didn't like the new Doctor Who. Not that you care about that. I should talk about that on Pop-Tarts. But
You should. Well, I think you did like five other podcasts while we were on hiatus. Everyone was coming to me like, you know, Adam, you know, we would feel really bad if our co-host like said he needed a break from podcasting and then did podcasts with like every other person on the planet except for you. So it's really, he needed a break from me. Let's just be honest.
What did I do? I did Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tarts. You like brought alcohol back.
I've always done alcohol.
I think you did call box 7 a few times while we were on. You went back and did that radio, that music thing that you used to do a long time ago where you played music while people were playing.
No, I did Pop Tarts. And Pop Tarts was just for the Summer Movie League. And you won that, by the way. So congratulations on winning the Summer Movie League.
I wasn't even watching that. I literally, Daniel would like text message me and he would say, hey, you've risen to like slot number blah, blah, blah on the Summer Movie League. And I would be like, oh yeah, what was the URL to that website again? So I don't need, actually,
SummerMovieLeague.com.
Yeah.
Really
so
complicated.
So I will say though, you know, I was given a little bit of help. I only had like 9 of my slots filled, which is always a problem.
So you're going to tell the story. You're actually going to give me credit for this, aren't you?
Well, why
That's
not?
So sweet.
I mean, why,
no,
why
please,
the hell
no,
not?
No, please,
I,
continue,
you know,
continue,
you are
please,
the brains of the operation. So I only had like 8 or 9 slots filled. And so I get a text message because Daniel was all into this Summer Movie League thing. I mean, I could really, I mean, I was like, because what he did was, let me just say what Daniel did. We started Summer Movie League on DI Plus. However, when we went on hiatus, conveniently, he started up Pop-Tarts and took away our Summer Movie League, so I did not care. But anyway, so then you would text me, and so one day you texted me and you said, you know, if you added such and such, I don't remember what the movies were, but if you added such and such to your 10th slot and you switched out your 9th slot with this other thing, that you know, then you could win.
So, and you did.
And I did. There you go. I have all the notoriety, all the fame. Yeah. I'm iconoclastic.
Right, all the iconoclastic without, you know, 10th of the work. All right, so we have a live audience here. We also have a chat room going over here, all the folks in the Pride 48 chat room. So hello to all of them.
We have a tradition.
We do.
I could read the chat room.
You can. Do so.
I mean, the people. So I'm in
there. Oh, I thought you were actually going to yell at them.
No, I'm not
going to
read
the chat room.
I'm not going to read. That's library
Let
is open,
Let me tell
I think.
You.
We have DJ Ron, Gus Chad, Joe, Carrie, Kathy Bacon, Kenner, Larkin, Mag, Some Mib, Nowhere Nicole, Oscar, that DI Plus substitute something, Tim in Minnesota maybe, Mib, Pride 48 Studio, and then a bunch of idlers that I'm not going to read.
Right.
Anyway,
Kathy Bacon is trying to pretend to be Mike Lawson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Excellent.
They don't look anything alike. I've met both of them in person.
We also have a live studio audience here in Vegas. And I earlier, when I was I had that Pop-Tarts stupid skit going ready in waiting, and Baron Frosty walked up to the microphone and I shoot him away. It was just for that. So you please, you can go to the microphone and say something to us if you want. I don't care. But at any point during the show, you're allowed to come up here and say it. What I do request, though, is if you are going to say something to us, please walk up to the microphone and say it, because we're both wearing headphones and we cannot hear you at all unless you're talking into a microphone. So what was I going to say? Oh, that was it. That was the chat room stuff. That was a stupid thing for me. I was about to ask if you've heard any shows. Of course you've heard the shows, because we run the boards for them, so we've heard all of the shows.
Yeah, we've lived in here. You know, I was telling somebody else, we have, both of us have control issues. Because even though we have, like, I don't know, 8 or 9 tech volunteers, we still can't be pulled away from the table. It's like, you know, we have to hover.
And reach over people's shoulders and
twist knobs. Yeah, it's like, oh, just turn that knob right there. Although this morning,
that you're doing it wrong. You're just doing it wrong.
I have to call you out though.
Uh-oh.
This morning.
Yeah. Oh, I overslept.
You know, you're kind of, you've been a heavy drinker lately. I mean, you know, you don't have to go to any meetings or anything like that. But so this morning, I woke up and we had both stayed out. I mean, I don't know how late you stayed out, but I didn't eat anything yesterday other than like 2 chicken strips that TJ brought to me.
Yeah.
And and so nice of you, TJ, by the way.
Thank you, TJ.
And that was all. So went to the underwear party. I mean, I had a couple of pretzels there, but that doesn't count. And speaking of underwear party, I'll tell another story about that. But so as I like attention.
No.
Well, you know, I'm sorry. I know it's a shock to everyone.
It is.
But so I went to the underwear party and I thought, you know, I'm going to wear the vest that I wore last year and I'm going to wear the net things and I'm going to wear a G-string, but at least I've got the net stuff on, you know. And so that's a little bit more covering and I don't have to, you know, feel. And so, you know, I drank some shots of vodka and whatever, whatever. And then I had won some net boxer briefs last year. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to take the net pants off. I'm going to leave the G-string on, but then I'm going to put the net boxer briefs on.
Yes.
So I did that, and I walked around for a little bit, and I wasn't getting quite enough attention. So then I thought, okay, strategy here. I'm going to take off the G-string, but leave the net boxers on.
It's becoming like a puzzle here or something.
But I didn't tell anyone. So I'm like, I'm just going to see if anyone notices. You know?
Yes.
Well, no one told me they noticed, so that still didn't really give me enough, you know, attention. Well, I had some more vodka, and I was about to leave, mm-hmm. and now there were only about 5 people left at this point. So, you know, and it was Joey, and, you know, they've all seen everything of mine anyway. But, so I realized I had lost my G-string. I couldn't find it.
Yes.
So I was in the process of changing, so I decided to, and I had taken everything off to put my clothes back on, which doesn't really make sense. But anyway, so I just ran around naked for like 5 minutes looking for my G-string.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah, so anyway, I found the G-string, but I was going to say, so about what?
I didn't know what I was supposed to say to that.
Nothing.
5 minutes?
I had had some vodka. I think it was like 5 minutes.
Half an hour.
Yeah.
I don't think it was that long, really. I mean, literally, there were like 2 or 3 people.
Oh, don't put yourself down. It was all right.
Well, thank you. I'm glad it was all right. Yeah. Anyway,
it wasn't
that
great
to say,
or anything. It was all right.
It was like 3 a.m.
Yes.
And I go back to my room and I order room service and I fall asleep. And then they knock on the door and wake me up and I ate a steak sandwich at like 4:30 this morning. But all that to say, I woke up at 8:15, and I thought, you know, Daniel had a lot to drink. Of course, now you weren't the one that was running around naked, but, you know, so I'm like, I'm going to text message him. So I text message you.
Yes. Well, you thought you text messaged me.
Well, it was Android. I don't want to get into technical, you know, whatever, but
right.
But Android, it goes to Google Hangouts if you don't specify, which evidently doesn't notify you loud enough or something. Anyway, you were asleep.
I was asleep.
So I ran in and saved the day.
John Ong had everything set up and running. You did not save the day. It was John Ong that saved the day.
I got the chat room up and running.
Yeah, that's right. No, I overslept. I missed the opening show. I was very upset. I didn't get to play the Vera Charles announcement at the end of the day. I'll never hear the end of that. At the beginning of the day, she'll just kill me.
Does Vera listen for those? Like,
I think that's all she listens for. Vera only tunes to the stream when it's her voice that's on there. She's like Fatty. Really.
She was listening when we were setting up.
I know, because I brought him in over Google Hangouts to test out the video.
We actually talked to Auntie Vera Charles.
Yes. Anyway, I got distracted by the chat room there for a second. So, no, I didn't get that drunk. And by the way, I like how this story that started off about me...
You were falling over.
...ended up being... what I was going to say is I didn't drink that much. It was just that we had not had anything to eat. I didn't think about, you know... Because what happened was everything blew up 3 hours before the opening show.
Who spilled beer on the mixer last night?
John Ong.
If anyone wonders why the studio booth smells like an alcoholic... Or something. I don't know what an alcoholic
really depends
might
on
smell
who's sitting
like,
here, but yeah,
that's why.
I didn't remember that. Anyway, no, it was just we hadn't had anything to eat. Everything blew up like 3 hours before the opening show, and so we were just in a panic, and we didn't get lunch or anything like that. And then, you know, it was just nonstop shows last night, and then we went to the underwear party. And so I actually left, I thought, fairly early, because I right after the underwear party part
Which
was done.
Which pair of underwear was I wearing at the time
honestly,
you left?
No, you're still in the mesh. Pants,
oh, well, yeah, that was fairly early then.
Yeah, and I fell asleep, and then I didn't wake up this morning. This is just fascinating content. But
it is.
One of the things that I really do love about Pride 48 is hearing what I think about things. I love that. It's become my new favorite thing.
Daniel doesn't like that.
Some people come up to me, and they'll go like, you know, I heard that you hate this and that, and I'm like, When did I become the man? It's like, why do I?
You've always been the man.
I don't hate anything. It's just like, and people are like scared to say something to me because they think that I hate something or that I was like, I don't. If someone
come up to the mic and confess something that you have been afraid all of your life to tell Daniel.
Anyone? All of their life, they haven't known me that long. All I wanted to say was,
we can break the silence right now. You know, this is.
Yeah.
Excuse me, we don't have numbers to hand out, but if you just form a single file line...
They're all still scared.
It'd be fine.
No, all I'm saying is that it's fun to hear that like people think that I'm like this I don't know, tyrant or something. I'm not. I don't think I am. Am I really? I mean, you're my best friend. Am I a tyrant? I mean, I'm not.
No.
I don't think I. If I don't like something, I'll say something. It's not like I just sit around and I'm not Joey Buhecker, for God's sakes.
I don't think you are, but you know, I was in an abusive relationship for 7 years, so I don't know.
That's true. So the other thing about Pride 48 is that I do love this. This is our fourth year here in Vegas, and since the first year that we've been here in Vegas, we every year after the opening show, we kind of look back on it and we say, you know what? We should make the opening show much shorter and make the pink carpet longer. And every fucking year we get here and the pink carpet show gets cut off. And that's what people want. And then we go to this big, boring opening show that goes on for an hour. So will somebody please remind us next year, opening show, half hour with a 20-minute skit and then 10 minutes of, hey, thank you and welcome. But a 90-minute pink carpet so that people can actually, have their time to get up there in front of it. Thank you. All right. Somebody please remind me of that.
Yeah, if everyone could remind the man.
That's right, remind the man.
What length we need to do the show next year.
And the other thing that's new this year is we have the event stuff on the website, which I kind of like that. People can create events and people can
If everyone can give Daniel a round of applause for finishing the website after 5 years.
Website is not finished yet.
It's getting closer.
Yeah, closer. But no, the thing about the events is I sponsored one, which was a total train wreck. It was like big fatty proportion train wreck. It was just horrible. I had invited people to this bar that was a rooftop bar, and I went over and scouted it out the day before, and it was this nice quiet bar that had like these leather couches sitting out on their balcony that overlooked Vegas. I took a damn video of the elevator ride up the side, the glass elevator ride going up to the bar. I posted it on YouTube. I was so excited. When I walked in there, they were playing light jazz music, and it was like a real quiet bar. It was gorgeous, and so I'm like, oh, this is gonna be so great. This is gonna be absolutely great.
You didn't get in.
Well, I'm telling the story, Adam. Yes, thank you. Great. And so I didn't get in. All right, let's move on to the next.
I want to say Nico.
Yes.
And Joe.
Yes.
And I. And I can't remember if there was anyone else with
this. Yes, Marcus.
Oh, Marcus. Yes. Sorry. I'm not. Uh-huh. No offense, Marcus. If you're here, I'm.
And
anyway.
Yeah.
Was there someone else with me?
Nico, Joe, Marcus, yourself.
And myself.
Yeah.
We got in just fine. In fact, they like escorted us in for free.
Yeah.
They said, you come in, have a drink on us. Yeah. We went out to the balcony and took photos. We took selfies. And then I was kind of tired. I was going to go back, and I started out. And they literally had security guards, barring your way.
They did. You were coming out when I was coming in. I was with Jay and with Gary Bearden. And they didn't like the look of us or something, because they're just like, are you on the list? Which, first of all, you couldn't hear a fucking thing because it was so damn loud in there. But then they're like, and it was like hip-hop music or something. But then they're like screaming at me, am I on the list? And I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm meeting people here that I just texted with them. And they're like, it's $20 a person. I'm like, no. And so then we left. And so I
don't know. I mean, I had one card that could have gotten you in.
I know. But what I'm saying is my event was a total train wreck. So please make me feel better, because you today went on the taco tour with Joe Batanz. And I'm sure that had to have been a fucking train wreck. So tell me about
that. First of all, I just want to say one thing, because I had an irritation that I wanted. I don't know if anyone else has had this problem.
Well, the irritation probably came from the mesh underwear that were it kind of rubbed against it.
No, it wasn't. But there was a big pile of hair on the floor in my bathroom. And I don't bring I had to, anyway. So my irritation is that I'm staying in the Luxor. And Joey will say that I'm gonna talk about, not liking to walk. That's fine. I don't mind walking, burns calories. But there are these moving sidewalk things between here and the Luxor. And I don't know if anyone else has experienced this. I walk fast. And I don't get on the moving escalators to stand and wait for 15 minutes until I get to the end of the moving escalator to get on the next one. These huge groups of people get on the moving sidewalk thing and just stand there in a clump. You know, there's some etiquette on escalators and moving sidewalks that you stand to the right, you walk to the left. And I'm trying to get, and I go back and forth between here and, you know, the Luxor like several times a day at least. And so I'm just walking between the, I'm getting no benefit out of the moving sidewalks because of rude people. Rude people.
Do you say anything to them? Like, excuse me?
No.
Like, I... So you just sit there and seethe behind them rather than just, you just like, you're like, you walk really fast and you stop. You know.
I like to store all my rage.
Here's what I do. All you have to do is go, excuse me.
Excuse me, I'm trying to fucking walk here.
Again, you don't have to go Joey Boohecker here.
No. He'd be like, excuse me. Excuse me.
I'm down here.
I just called Tim Evans. Do you know who I am? I will read you, bitch. Anyway. No, so I don't do that. I keep it in silence. And then mentally I'm thinking, I'm going to fucking beat those people to the end of the moving sidewalk without going on the moving sidewalk. So I am speed walking through there, you know. And then I get here and I'm like sweating by the time I get here because I've like... run a marathon, basically, over here.
All right, so tell me, was the taco tour a huge...
The taco tour, everyone had...
This is what I'm expecting. I'm expecting, because Joe Batan said, no, I'm going to have a bus, I'm going to take people there. I'm expecting, like a Partridge Family bus thing, like some Mexican tricked-out bus to pull up.
Well, yes. it was just one of those regular Vegas tour buses.
Did the horn play like Cucaracha, is what I want to know. Did the bus pull up and, like...
No.
No?
I mean, I could say that if that would be more funny. But no,
was it a nice bus?
I do want to say we waited for about half an hour on Joey.
Yes.
Because we couldn't leave without him, so we sat there. And we went to the most ghetto part of Vegas.
Yes.
And we had a lovely taco. Actually, the tacos were fantastic there. I was like first in line, got mine, and then after all like 15 people had gone through and gotten their food, then they gave me my food. I don't know how that happened. I don't know. I mean, maybe, I don't know. Anyway, I guess the woman didn't like me. But we go, and then we go across the street to the 7-Eleven to get something to drink. And they have slot machines everywhere here, right? So,
it is Vegas.
Yeah. So there's a little corner over to the side as you enter the front door of this 7-Eleven. And there's this, I don't know if he was homeless, but there was this older gentleman with like a suitcase and a cane. And he's like sleeping up against the slot machine.
Yeah.
You know, and all these riffs.
That's his machine. You can't play it. It's his machine.
Okay, I want to say this. The kind of people that were in the 7-Eleven.
Yes.
Were the kind of people that Baron Frosty would never want to be within a certain distance of.
He would buy
a first class ticket just to avoid being around these people. Is what I'm saying. But anyway, so we did that.
I can see Frosty at the 7-Eleven. A, as if he would ever walk into the 7-Eleven. But he's like in the 7-Eleven going, really? French Cabernet?
Yeah. Anyway.
You know the French name their wine by the region, not the grape. You know that, right?
All I know is he's going to start buying only first class tickets. That's what I learned from him.
Right, we do have more stuff to do here.
Yeah, we do. It went really well. Everyone, the taco place number one was the best, and at least that we all voted.
Yes.
And that was the one that was literally it was not in a building. I can't think of what it was, but it was like a food truck sort of thing in front of a gas station or a tire store. I think it was a tire store.
I passed that on the way to the Fun Hog Ranch the other day. All right, I'm going to do something slightly out of order here, so just, you know, nothing new there. So.
3, 2, 1! Contact is the secret, is the moment when everything happens. Contact is the answer, is the reason that everything happens. Contact. Contact. 3, 2, 1.
Excellent. We have a voicemail, but we got an email.
You guys are all going to cry. Well, maybe not. I almost did.
What is today, like, jump to the punchline? All of a
sudden? Sorry. I'll just
hashtag
I'll
just spoiler alert.
I'm going to put the camera on you. You just talk.
We had an email.
Oh, it's really sad. That's the point. No,
all
it's not.
I'm going to say is it should have been on What Some Would Call Lies last night.
I'm Mike Lawson.
He picked all of his sad stories last night, or a lot of them.
That's because he has that little quiver in his voice that he does that he thinks people find sexy. So he picks the sad stories.
I love him, and his stories are great. He should publish a book.
I love Mike Lawson. You know, funny thing about... No, I'll tell this later.
Anyway, go ahead.
No, I'm going to tell it now. If you, this weekend, a challenge for you, and Nico Martinez can back me up on this, a challenge for you, if you see Mike Lawson in a room, right, wait until he is not looking in your direction, make sure that he's not looking at you, and pull out your camera and point it towards him. I swear to God, he will turn and pose. He just like has this weird kind of radar where he knows that the camera is pointing at him. And Nico didn't believe me, and then later came up and punched me, and was like, oh, you're right. And it's just like, whatever. Because Nico hits people, that's just what he does. All right, so we got this email last night, and it's from a listener, someone that we have never had contact with before. And this is just one of those things that is what makes this all worth it. I mean, not that it's not our worth. We enjoy doing this. This is what we do as a hobby.
And I want to say, any one of the podcasters here could have received a letter just like this, and you probably have.
Yeah, and you probably have. And I'm going to skip some of it because it is quite lengthy. But I just wanted to get to the meat of it here, and it came in from our listener Oscar. And Oscar, thank you so much. It was a very, very sweet email. He says, I hope you both have a second this weekend to step back, reflect, and realize that you're both wonderful human beings. You both founded, grew, and continue to nurture a very special community. Deviant Intent Plus is the best produced podcast, which is, you know, the most important part of the email. I hope you both smile with satisfaction. Look at the friends you've made, the lives you've affected, the hours of entertainment you've created. Look at what you've helped create. Please know that there are those of us that remain silent, just quietly listening and enjoying your shows. On behalf of them and myself, thank you. I hope to become more of an active participant in the community during the next few months and to finally meet face-to-face at next year's Pride 48 in Vegas. I'll make a small donation to your worthy organization before the weekend ends. Adam, I know that you're looking for your million-dollar idea, the idea that has never come up, but please know that you have a million thanks from me and I'm sure others for what you have helped create. Thanks to you for all that you do. Good luck with the show and welcome back, and I've missed you both. Now let's kick that pig. That's what he said. Yeah, so.
Isn't that a sweet email?
Yes.
And that wasn't even all of it. I was reading it last night while producing some show and I was about to fall over.
Hey, Daniel, he's been in the chat room tonight. Oscar has. I don't see him in there now, but he...
Oh, of course. No, he's not here now.
Yeah,
for our show.
but he's been in there. Well, he's in there right now.
Oh, so. There he is. Hi, Oscar.
Hey, Oscar.
Hi,
thank
Oscar.
You for that, okay?
Yes, thank you very much. All right, and then you said we had a voicemail. Is that on the Trello?
It's not on the Trello.
Oh, great.
I think
excellent.
It's a celebrity death. I didn't
listen
to it.
Oh, well, then we don't
it.
Care.
We'll
yeah,
do it next week.
All right, so we have that, and we have to give... I'm looking at the time here.
We need to give away money. That's what everyone's waiting for.
But then they'll leave. If we give away the money, they'll leave. I mean, that's basically what it is. So we just need to drag it out.
Oh, shit.
Keep them here.
We're doing exactly what It's All About Me does.
That's right, exactly.
We're bribing
people. Holding them here
till
the end. Exactly. So let's... what was the other thing that we do? I have not played us out of this segment.
3, 2, 1.
All right. Then we have that on the thing. I'm confused because I need to know if we are... Are you going to do the birthdays as a contest or you just want to do the birthdays? Or do you want to do your news?
I only can get the news or the birthdays.
The news.
The news segment is my favorite part. The show, by the way. Okay, so an intoxicated man who rolled his car on a highway near Roswell, New Mexico, woke up hours later and called police to tell them he was lost in a field of donkeys. Police received a call at 2 a.m. Friday to respond to a one-car rollover, but when they arrived on the scene, no one was present. Dispatchers received a call 7 hours later from a driver who said he was lost after he got into a car accident. He said he woke up next to some donkeys in a field. He had been drinking, of course, and didn't remember what happened. But anyway, yeah, he could have ridden a donkey back.
Or he could have just, maybe the donkeys wouldn't move to the right side of the escalator. And
how do you get lost? I mean, I don't understand. Yeah, I mean, they obviously didn't move over for him. Okay, I'm gonna
really,
go on to
the next one. That's your question? A drunk guy rolls his car over and ends up in a field full of donkeys, and that's your question? How does he get lost?
Well, it's the same way that you lose a G-string. At an underwear party. He had had too much to drink, apparently. Malaysian man Romley.
Oh, John Ong.
Says the 10 metal balls he implanted in his penis improved his sexual performance until they became rusted. So in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia.
Isn't that a part of a B-52 song? Metal balls, rusted.
I don't know. A Malaysian man who implanted 10 metal ball bearings in his penis.
Because why not?
To bolster his sexual abilities, had to have the ball surgically removed. The man identified as Romley, age 44, told the Harian Metro newspaper he implanted the balls himself after a friend told him he had successfully used the method to increase his sexual stamina. Then he goes on to say, my private part swelled up for 3 days, but I endured the pain and didn't see a doctor. Anyway, he had these ball bearings removed.
Just move on. I hurt just seeing you thinking of this.
I don't know. Who is someone that might do that? Is Faye in the room? Have you ever implanted metal balls in your brain? I don't think he's in here. Okay, last but not least.
Yes.
Because you guys are loving these, I can tell. I don't know who clapped, but...
It was me.
Anyway, an Oklahoma City man was arrested Tuesday,
right,
after police say they caught him washing his hair with mayonnaise in a public fountain. Several passersby complained about a man causing a disturbance at a spot known as the Brickton Fountain. And anyway,
Fountain.
Bricktown, I don't know, Brickton.
Sure.
We'll either way. Yeah. Perez allegedly told police that he was bathing and was using mayonnaise as shampoo. A local ordinance prohibits mayonnaise as shampoo.
Really?
No.
Really?
prohibits
What is it?
Bathing.
Wait. Is this Squares Town or Squares Omelet?
No. It actually prohibits bathing in a public fountain. So it really had nothing to do with, they were upset because he wasn't using Miracle Whip.
Great.
Was the problem.
Are we throwing the thing? You didn't
I
take
forgot
the, thing.
The ball, right. But yeah, we are going to. And that's the news, by the way. Everyone want to clap that the news segment's over? I loved all those stories. I can't catch, but sure.
All right, this is what we're going to do.
I have no idea what we're doing. I just know I've got a
all
ball.
All right, so Adam has now been handed a beach ball. And he's now going to insert it in his penis. No, you're going to stand up and turn your back to the center of the audience. So turn your back. So face the amazing Pride 48 banner there behind you.
How do you face the center of the audience?
Just face the general population of the audience there. You're going to throw that ball over your head. Don't look. Don't pick out a target. I just want you to throw it, and someone catch this ball that he's going to throw, and then you'll get further instructions. So go ahead, throw it. Yes! An excellent catch by Mr. Mike. Mike Perry, who's one of our technical people. Now, Mike, I want you to stand up. I want you to just throw the ball in a general direction. Don't look, just throw it. Throw it. Somebody catch it. Excellent. Smoking Hot Joe has it now. All right, Smoking Hot Joe, I need you to throw that ball one last time.
Aww,
nobody wins the money.
Floor.
All right, great.
Fell on the floor.
Who's got it?
Well, tune in next year.
No. Walk up to the microphone, sir. All right, what's our number? One to what? How many entries were there in the contest?
I'm looking.
Great. We talked about this ahead of time. You'd think that you would have this number already.
I deleted that tab.
Of course I deleted. I think there was more than $2.
Shit, I can't find the death list. Hold on.
Some dingo might have eaten it.
Hold on. Celebrity deaths. No, that's 2013.
God.
Okay, here it is. Okay, I got it.
Wait, hold on. RT was going to say something. Yes?
Yes?
Yeah. Elaine Lee played Vera Collins on number 96, dead.
Just died, huh? Ah! Oh, goodness, he has added money to the pot. All right.
Oh, he added pot himself to the money.
RC is okay. Here this year.
So we have 96.
96. So, Tom, I need you to, into the microphone, without thinking too much, just choose a number between 1 and 96. You, sir, have all the power in the universe to choose the winner. There are 96 entries into the Death Phone Contest. You just need to choose a number between 1 and 96. But don't check 69, because that's dirty.
72.
Adam Burns.
72.
Who is entry number 72 in the Celebrity Death Phone Contest?
That would be Brian, that blue... David, that blue jeans guy?
David, that blue jeans guy, who's here in the chat room tonight. So
is it Brian or David? No, is it, I know, I've got it right here. David, that blue jeans guy.
Excellent. At the moment, he's that DI plus substitute guy. But yes, congratulations, David, that blue jeans guy, and a round of applause for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
So I think the rule was if they're not present, we get to go gamble with the money after
the show. Yes, exactly.
We
are now going to go gamble with $112.26. So thank you very much, David, that blue jeans guy. Excellent. So David, that blue jeans guy, was filling in our slot on Tuesday night while we were gone.
Oh, isn't that ironic?
It is. And I would like it in last year, Joey Boohucker won. So it's like, this contest just seems really rigged. But it's not, I swear. Actually, we will be returning to the stream on October 6th. No, 7th. Yes, October 7th. We will be returning to the stream Tuesday nights at 10 o'clock.
So if anyone wants to hear any more of this riveting content like we've had this evening, then you can join us over at pride48.com.
Excellent. All right. It throws me off with this 5 at the moment. It looks like we've got 9 minutes. So let's get to my favorite segment, and I'm sure it's the audience favorite as well. And that is, as soon as it plays,
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta!
Yeah!
So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
Really? I hate that birthday song, by the way. I do. I don't know why.
Because you hate Mexicans.
I have something to say about that, actually. I know we're in the birthday segment, but we've got some extra time, so I'm going to tell this real quick.
We don't have extra time. We have 7 minutes.
It's quick, I promise.
Okay. Yes.
Two things. Well, I can't remember the one thing. I went to Home Depot today.
Yes.
And I didn't really believe this stereotype, but I was turning into Home Depot.
The views and opinions of Adam Burns are not necessarily those of DI Plus or something.
And there was like a group of Mexicans sitting on the corner waving at me to like hire them to do something.
They were greeters. They owned the store. They were greeting you there.
They were waving at me. They wanted me to, and I just rolled down the window and said, I don't think you provide the kind of services I normally would pay for, but you know, anyway.
Not that she's here, but Nan will never listen to our show now.
Why?
That's problematic.
That there were Mexicans on there?
That you're pointing it out. Please go ahead with the.
Well, there were. I'm not.
Are you? Do you have sound up there?
I haven't tested it, but I do have sound.
Okay.
So here is the first. We only have two because I figured we'd be running out of time. So
plus, it's fun to say chew.
Chew. God. We will see if this works, and I didn't test it out, so of course it's... Oh, there we go. It is going
to
work.
All right, yes. All right. This is the theme to Batman. This is actually the theme to TV's Batman.
It is.
And so you're telling me that it is somebody from that show.
It is somebody from that show. That very show.
That very show that starred Adam West as Batman and Burt Ward as his young traveling companion.
And who was the woman who played Catwoman?
There were several of them, but Eartha Kitt did a stint
there. The one that
went,
or whatever, or purr.
I think Eartha Kitt.
Eartha
right?
Kitt, okay, yeah, her.
Yeah.
Not her birthday. Yeah, I'm giving you a hint.
It was Adam West.
It is Adam West.
Excellent.
Adam West. Is he still alive? I think he is still
alive.
Adam West is 86 years old.
86 years young. That is a 1.2 Morgan Freeman. So, excellent.
So, happy birthday, Adam West. Now, we have one more. Now, here is the conundrum, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Are we giving away that celebrity death phone?
I want to keep the celebrity death phone. But you want to
keep the celebrity death phone?
If you want to give it away, then we can give it away. No, we'll give it away. All right.
Okay. So, here's what we're going to do.
Yes.
The first person who comes up and to that microphone right there.
Yes.
That would be mic one.
You've now just disadvantaged Nico. He could go to that microphone.
Sorry to disadvantage.
Oh my God, Nico's the birthday, right?
So the first person to come up to that microphone and successfully identify.
Yes.
The person whose birthday it is.
Yes.
Will win that celebrity death phone.
Excellent. And all you get is a musical cue.
All you get is a musical cue.
All right, go for it.
You only get one guess per.
Yeah, you don't. You're not like you don't get all my guesses that I get. So,
all right, here we go.
All right, so Tracy is the first up to the microphone. Tracy, whose birthday is it?
Oh gosh, it's the Three's Company, not John Ritter because he's dead.
So not John Ritter. Is it John Ritter?
Is he saying not John Ritter or that it is John Ritter?
Yeah, what is your guess?
I said John Ritter, but no, he's dead.
Well, we can do death birthday.
What is your guess?
Yeah, what is your guess?
John Ritter.
It is John Ritter's birthday. It was John Ritter's birthday.
Amazing. Yeah. Tracy, look, you win the celebrity death phone here. I really want it. Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you.
First try. Nice. Now,
you're welcome.
You obviously don't listen because, as you know... Well, you don't know if you don't listen, but as most people who listen know, I have no problem with birthdays
with
dead people.
In fact, he's fascinated by them.
Well, I mean, dead people can have birthdays, too.
Right. All right. And also, I would just like to say some Pride 48 birthdays that have happened here today. No, tomorrow, September 21st, is Nico's birthday. Hi, Nico.
The
29th is Nowhere Chrissy, so Christine from Greetings from Nowhere. The 30th is a listener, Vance, his birthday, and October 6th is Gavin's. And if you would like your birthday to show up on the front page of the Pride 48 website, you just need to sign up for a Pride 48 account and fill in your birthday and say, yes, I do want it printed on the front page. And it's funny when I look at that because people will fill in like whatever their birthday is in 2014 so that their age doesn't... I'm not displaying ages. It's just your birthday. This isn't a shaming thing. So if you would like to be listed on our birthday thing, that's really all you have to do. Yes, go ahead.
Oh, God. I forgot what I was going
to
say.
I don't know, but we have to get out of this segment, though. So that means playing your favorite thing. Yes, yes.
I had something very iconoclastic to say, and I can't remember what it was. It was very pertinent. I had a birthday while we were on hiatus. Thank you very much.
Oh, well, happy birthday, Adam.
I'm 18.
You're 18 in hex. All right.
One more thing.
I'm trying to play the music. All right, what? Is it birthday related?
You're fading it out, right?
Is it? No, I'm bringing it up. She's singing.
Oh, okay, play it.
Is it birthday related?
No.
Thank you for ruining the show. All right, here we go. Let's get out of
there. Happy birthday to Alana. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Cumpleaños feliz. Happy birthday to you.
Is that so hard?
No.
She did it. The little girl did it.
Another 30 seconds of our show wasted.
She sang happy birthday in
by
both
Dora.
English and Spanish.
Dora. Anyway, my last thing.
Yes.
DeBell is my favorite Asian, other than my boyfriend, because they did their video earlier. And every time, well, they've done it twice. So both times that they've done the video, DeBell has multiple times during the video stared at me longingly and said, Adam is... No?
What does she say?
And she says, Adam is so cute.
Adam is so cute.
Over and over and over again, like multiple times until I'm blushing. So she is my favorite Asian other than Mark.
Well, Adam...
Yes, Daniel.
Happy Pride 48. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on our voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I'm sure they're really fun.
229-234-7587.
That's right. Or you can send us an email, contact@deviousintent.com. Well, there you go, Adam. It's another year, another Pride 48.
I would just like to say we are very jet-lagged. So
yes.
If anyone's listening to DI Plus for the first time,
yes,
listen to us when we're not tired.
Aww. Why? You didn't think the show went very well?
Oh, it went great.
Did you not witness the train wreck that was the opening show?
It was fabulous.
This is 20 times better than that.
That's true.
Excellent. All right. Say goodnight, Adam. No, wait. I'm sorry. Shit. This is how long it's done. I didn't even get the right ending for the thing. I'm supposed to say goodnight, Chet.
Goodnight, David.